Hey, 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 Chance of Cats, welcome. I am in beautiful Riverside, California at the University of California, Riverside, also known as UCR. I'm joined by Jessica Varazas, the Assistant Director of Transfer Recruitment and Admission. So she is here with me today, and we are talking transfer the Highlander way.
Yes, excited to be here. Thanks,
awesome.
Scott.
Awesome. It's so good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
I know you're a local in the Inland Empire from the Coachella Valley.
Yes.
It's awesome. So it's really good to see someone stay here and kind of advance, and now you're recruiting transfers.
Yes, my favorite thing to do.
So tell us a little bit about your educational journey and how you ended up in the position that you're at right now.
Sure. So I ended up in admissions through not planning to be in admissions. I had an old colleague say, you really don't plan to be an admissions counselor, but happy to have ended up in this route. I grew up in Indio, California. So born and raised in the Coachella Valley. That is my hometown. And went to, yes, love the desert. And I originally was on that route to, you know, be an honors student, took all of the IB classes, advanced placement, wanted to go straight to a 4-year, and was on that path, was planning to go to University of Arizona at a high school, and kind of got to the point where I wasn't sure how to pay for it. And at that point, I had my parents kind of say, you know, from the financial perspective, I wasn't going to be able to get a lot of help financially if I went to U of A, but if I stayed home, went to a community college, that I would have that financial support. I also come from a first generation immigrant family. So navigating higher education was new. And so at that point, you know, 18, I was like, well, you know, how do I pay for college out of state, far away, or, you know, I can stay here, still do what I want to do.
Right.
And still reach my educational journey. UC had always been a goal of mine, was to go to a UC. And so I went to community college, did the transfer route, and was ultimately able to transfer to UC Riverside. So that was really great. I had a great experience at College of the Desert. I had a great experience at UC Riverside, where I actually got a job with undergraduate admissions as a student intern. I was able to do the recruitment activities and go out to talk to transfer students just like myself and share my journey and help them navigate the transfer process like I had to navigate it. And just kind of luck and good timing, I was able to turn that into a career. And here I am 11 years later.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So you were a transfer, now you're helping transfers.
Yes.
It's a full circle. That's super cool. So about how many students transfer to UCR per year? Do you know?
I would say we are at about around 2,000 transfer students per year. So we have a pretty good transfer class and definitely trying to increase that every year to make sure that we have that representation, because with the University of California, our goal is to prioritize community college students in the transfer process.
Gotcha. Do you have goals to increase transfer numbers, or as a system, as UCR as a whole, are you trying to grow?
UCR, yes, definitely. We are trying to grow as a campus, and that does include our transfer students. I think as University of California, our goal is to ensure that we reach a 2-to-1 transfer to first year student ratio. So for every two first year students that we admit one transfer. So transfer is a priority for the University of California and for UC Riverside as well. We're a campus that we have room and space to grow. And so that's definitely something that we are trying to pursue every year, is to continue to increase the number of transfer students that we have on campus.
Cool. So right now we are in the thick of applications. So it is, for those of you listening, it is October 20th, 2025, and we are applying, deadlines December 1st this year. So you have about 6 weeks, a little under 6 weeks to apply. Any tips for transfers on the application process?
Oh, right. So I had lots of tips, but I would say try to start as early as possible. With filling out your application, getting all of your courses, grades in, working on your personal insight questions. If you have extracurricular activities, getting those in as well. We don't want you to be on December 1st trying to scramble and get your application in. Yes. Even though
that's some scary times.
We
right
do
there.
Know that most of our students are submitting in those last few days. I was one of those as a transfer student as well. But, you know, as words of advice, try to have all of that said, especially for that before that Thanksgiving holiday. You can relax and enjoy Thanksgiving with your family instead of scrambling to get your application filled out.
Good tip. Because when the application's submitted, it goes to the university, UCOP, right?
Correct.
For screening. And so once it's kind of in the system, it's really hard to go back and make corrections mm-hmm. to a lot of things after December 1st, right?
Yes, there's a little bit of a caveat to that. So we have the next part of the application is the transfer academic update. And that's really important because that's where we are able to review your final fall grades. You can report final fall grades and students can report any changes to their fall or changes to spring coursework. So we know things happen winter, spring semester, your classes may change around. So we give students opportunity for that. But really, the only edits to the application is for your fall and your spring coursework. Right. Anything before that, you really can't make any edits. So
fall still matters.
Yes, fall definitely still matters. And spring. Fall and spring.
And spring.
Yes.
What you're going to take.
Yes. No senioritis as a transfer.
Right. Particularly your major stuff.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So let's say I've gone through the whole process. And I just want to throw this out there. UCR does a fabulous job with the financial aid packages. In fact, I commonly use the UCR's packages as examples in my class to show students. They're just super clear. You can see, you know, here's the UCR grant. Here is the Cal grant. Here is Pell grant. Here's work study. Here's the USHIP grant and all that kind of stuff. So they do a great job. And you'll get that typically in March, April. And you'll have time before the June 1st SIR date to really look at your options. So let's say I've gone through the process. I've chosen UCR. I'm coming here in the fall. What tips do you have for transfer students in making the most out of their first quarter here?
Oh, wow. There's tons of different things, but in short, hit the ground running. It's a scary transition, I will say, because there's a lot of new information coming at you. There's so many, it's a larger campus, you know, especially if you're at a community college and a smaller one. There's so many resources and opportunities, but if you can hit the ground running with joining organizations, joining any of our transfer transition programs, getting connected with other students, mm-hmm. with faculty, with professors, since you really only have about 2 years at UCR, so the time flies. So the earlier you can get involved and get connected outside the classroom, the better you have to get those internships and just to set yourself up for the best after you graduate.
Awesome. And I'm including links in the show notes here for those of you listening to a lot of these programs. I went on a fabulous tour today with a young man that is graduating this year, and he took me around, and I've been to this campus probably at least 20 times, but he really showed me a lot of really neat things. And there's so much dedicated to transfer students, research opportunities, getting involved in, there's parts of this campus and dedicated to helping students get into graduate schools and helping them with their planning for med school and law school. And even in the student union, the student representatives, there's a dedicated positions for transfer students. So
yep.
There's just so much. There's a transfer lounge, there's a transfer study area, there's tutoring areas and stuff. So how do students find out about all these opportunities? Is that part of orientation? Is there like a club week or how do they know about these things?
So once students are admitted and essentially CER, so when they're committing to UCR, we spam their UCR emails, their portals that they have to connect them to campus with all of the information. So all of our student programs are sending out those emails to share that information, what's available. So it is really important for students to check those emails. It can be overwhelming, but you know, look at them daily, see what interests you, sign up for what you're interested in. And then at that point, you know, you can decide, do I want to continue with this program? Is there another program I want to explore? Email is usually the first place place the first point of contact, but through orientation, through our student portals, there's a lot through social media. There's tons of different ways that we can try to connect with students.
Cool. If I were to grab a random transfer student on campus and say, what's your favorite part about being here? What do you think a transfer student would tell me?
I would say the friendly campus. The community that we have is really tight-knit. I like to say UCR is a big university with a small school feel. Mm-hmm. And finding your community is one of the big pieces, I think, that really makes the experience special here, where whether it's a transfer organization, whether it's one of our programs in Costa Hall, like our Chicano Student Programs, our Women's Resource Center, the LGBT Resource Center, there's lots of places where students can really find their community, find where they have that feeling of the home away from home, I think is what makes the campus experience here special.
Absolutely. And that's kind of a reoccurring theme that I'm hearing from a lot of people is find your community, find your people. And again, I'm reminded of that African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. That we tend to finish and complete and are successful when we go in a group.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. So really, really important question. Where does someone find a good milkshake around here?
Milkshake specifically. I mean, The Habit has great milkshakes.
They're pretty good.
We do have, you know, our food court that has a lot of different options, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of milkshake, yes, I'm going to go with coffee.
Ooh.
We have our own coffee shop called Emmerby's on campus.
Ooh.
Kind of goes along with some of the bee research that we're doing. But the honey, not specifically from our bee research, because that's, you know, Food and Drug Administration, all that. But we use that honey in our coffee recipes.
Okay.
So full circle moment there with bee research and our
yeah,
with caffeination on campus.
You know, the student guy that took me around was talking about the ice cream place, and he was telling me that the ice cream is infused with citrus that was grown here.
Yes, it is.
And
that's
that, they make
that too.
It, mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. So you got your own ice cream with the, because if you guys didn't know, UCR started off as a citrus research facility.
Yes, we did. Right? We have one of the largest collections of citrus in the world. If you've ever had a mandarin or cutie orange or seen a cara orange in the grocery store, those were actually developed at UCR.
So cool. And they have like the largest entomology or number two entomology department in the world.
Right. Number two in the world. I think number one ranked. I think we fight with a university in Florida on one and two. So we'll go ahead and say number one, depending on, you know, the given year. But yes, our entomology program is very, very strong program here that we have.
And you can study bees and coffee.
Exactly.
And all of that. Awesome. Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time. Any final thoughts, anything for transfers to take away? I'm trying to think.
I would say as kind of a final piece of advice, grow your network.
Yep.
Don't be afraid to take advantage of opportunities. Transfer can be a scary, almost lonely time. I will say from personal experience, I went through that typical go to class, go home, go to class, go home, even here at Riverside. And it wasn't until I joined an organization, I got a job on campus, that I actually started doing well academically. I struggled my first couple quarters. And it wasn't until I had that involvement and I started building that community that I started doing well and really found my footing and found what I ultimately wanted to do. I always wanted to help people, was originally going to go the med school route, decided that wasn't for me, but was able to find another way to help help people, help students, and that ended up being transfers. And it's a very unique experience, but at the end of the day, you know, no matter the journey that you go, you're still going to, if the goal is a bachelor's degree, you're still going to end up with a bachelor's degree, no matter if that's through the transfer pathway or through any other pathway.
100%. Your degree says UCR on
exactly.
It. You know, and I forgot to mention, UCR is like its own city here. There's about 11,000, 12,000 students that live here, and there is transfer housing, and it's nice.
Yes, very nice. We just opened up a new phase, our North District 2, which opened up for transfers this year. So we're continuing to expand new buildings coming up on campus. So we're definitely growing. It's a great place to be.
I highlighted a couple of those in my time to transfer videos. So if you guys cruise on over to the YouTube channel, you can kind of visually see those, but it's really, really neat. And there's even family housing, right?
Yes.
A lot of UCs have family housing, and I've had adults with children transfer to the UCs in general as a system and do very, very well because they have that support, not only in terms of housing, but the childcare on campus and all kinds of activities. So get involved. Don't limit yourself based on beliefs. I've had students transfer here in a lot of different majors. You know, I know that they see GPA out there and they think, oh, I can't get in. But what is your minimum GPA?
Minimum is a 2.4. That's UC admission baseline requirement. Does vary by major. So there are some that are more competitive than others. But for the majority of our majors, as long as you have a 2.4, we will consider you for admission. Doesn't always guarantee admission, but it's still an option.
Right. And I believe as a system, the transfer acceptance rate across California Community College transfers was around 70-something percent, low 70s, which is amazing. I mean, that is a really high percentage of students who get in. So again, please do not write yourself off based on your GPA, based on your income, based on cost of things. Apply today. And then in the spring, when you get your financial aid packages, you can have all those meaningful conversations about going to your next home.
And if I can just plug, UC Riverside is a tag campus. So if you want to guarantee your admission to the UC system, you can guarantee your admission to UCR.
Totally awesome. Well, let's give it up for Jessica Laraza. Super cool.
Thank you. I'm bowing.
Thank you. All right. And I believe that is the sound. Oh, my goodness. That is the sound that I need to get on the road for the next school. But thank you very much for joining me today. And I will see you guys in the next Transfer Man Live.